91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is a smack of jellyfish, right? Is that
yeah.
us?
Yeah, no, we're a smack of jellyfish. Let's That's see. Exactly right.
You know, Ted, I'm going to turn your mic on here.
Which mic? Do you, is it on right now?
Probably.
Like four? Maybe not. Yeah. That's all right.
That's okay.
They can hear you from my your mic.
Yeah, you're right.
Are we excited to get into this first song?
I think so.
I think we're pretty excited.
Are you an aux 2?
I'm an aux 2, yes.
Man, yeah, you are. Ready?
Okay. Yeah, go.
All right, get ready, everyone.
Yeah, this is it.
That is probably somewhat of a travesty having me. Then he told the people, you can call me your majesty. Keep your battery charged. He know it won't stick, yo. And it's not his fault you kick slow. Should've let your trick hold, chick hold your sick glow. Plus nobody couldn't do nothing once he let the brick go. And you know I know, that's a bunch of snow. The beat is so butter. Peep the slow cutter as he utter the calm flow. Don't talk about my mom, yo. Sometimes he rhyme quick, sometimes he rhyme slow, or vice versa. Whip up a slice of nice verse pie. Hit it on the first try, villain. The worst guy, spot hot tracks like spot a pair of fat asses. Shots of the scotch from out the square shot glasses. And he won't stop till he got the masses. And show him what they know not through flows of hot molasses. Do it like the robot to head spin to boogaloo. Took a few minutes to convince the average boogaloo. It's ugly, like look at you, it's a damn shame. Just remember all caps when you spell the man name. Like a poet, like baby doll. I bet she tried to say she gave me her all. She played ball. All bets off, the villain got the dice rigged. And they say he accosted the man with the sliced wig. Allegedly, the investigation is still ongoing. In this pesky nation, he got the best con flowing. The pot doubles, now they really got troubles. Madman never go like snot bubbles.
Check.
Phone unlocked and right side up, walk out the room without throwing your bitch off balance. It's either on or off, ain't no in between when it's valid. I seem to want to talk more and more about what really matters. I've seen my aura hop out my torso and hit her backwards. Flip watching you skip down my corridor, fuck a ballot. Don't need shit on the side no more, I just know fuck a salad. I often have awesome thoughts of tossing this softer palate. So when we fall, any wall, any stall, any crawl, any pause, any scar, any tar, any dog, we'll dissolve, kill them all, build a bear, build them all, build it where it won't fall, give it all. Give it my all, yeah. Don't wear any draws, any bra, any more. In it raw, in it raw. I'm in awe, I'm involved. Coming law, coming all. Stomach wall. Kermit frog jump off London fog. Bridges in the midst of call. Girls, my woman calls. Unicorn, you my porn.
I don't know. 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 Will this bitch click over for me? I mean, will this woman click over for me? Over for me? Over for me? Is it over for me? Over for me? Over for me? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Is this bitch getting over on me? If I go that way, she go that with me. Should I not be so open on me? Open on me, you know what I mean? Know what I mean?
Hello,
I don't know.
Hello.
I don't know, 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 I don't know.
Will this bitch click over for me? I mean, will this woman click over for me? Over for me, over for me, is it over for me? Over for me, over for me.
Hello.
I don't know, 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 I don't know.
Should I not be so open? I mean, open. I mean, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Hello. Hello. It's me. It's me, babe.
Thinking about a war.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Pretty good.
So, who have we got in the studio here today?
Still DJ Pizza. DJ Pizza
is. And this is DJ Teddy Grahams.
Right on. And, and I'm, what is my DJ name? I don't think.
Natasha.
Well, I'd come up with a new one. It was like DJ Black Eyes.
That's
what it was. Because you know DJ Drive-By? DJ Drive-By and I were slipping on some Black Eyes one day, and I thought that could be my DJ name.
Alright.
It's a working project.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
That's not a bad name.
Yeah. So I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'd love to listen to a real bop right now. And I was wondering. I was just wondering. You know Frank, what's his last name? Something watery.
The sea. Wait, aqua.
It's a body of water, I know for sure.
Crest? No, that's not
it. Not Aqua Crest.
No,
that's not it.
Oh, wait, it's
New Land. Oh! Alright, let's listen to that.
I'm crossing you in style.
Someday, day, 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 day. Watch me make a the world. There's such a crazy world to see. We're all chasing after us.
Take it easy, homie. Reminiscing, sitting in that Benz of the 22 bus stop way back when with the 22 five shot eyes on scan for the click, clack, clap of the boop, bop, bam, cuz.
I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
Show swimming upstream while I'm trying to keep my bread from the sharks. Maybe want to put the hammer to my head at the park, probably ticking with the kids, trying to get them on a straight path. But the lane's mad, no, they hate to see me make cash. Got the space dash in the foreign with the GPS address to your mama house. Conversations, what I'm all about. Took the smart route, never been marked out. Should have been dead broke, should have been chalked out, but it didn't happen. Now it's time to get it cracking, quarterbacking like I'm 40 water. Mix the holy water with the Voss. Wanna be the boss, then you gotta pay costs. Learning from the dog, I'm from Long Beach. That's a city where skinny carry strong heat.
I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
thousand. I was up late night ballin', counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', counting up hundreds by the thousand.
Bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper set. Siamese twins, some Argentines without means do it. People saying in Boston, even beans do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Romantic. Oysters down in Oyster Bay, do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. Cold cake, cod clams, against their wish, do it, even lazy jelly. In the privacy of bowls, do it, let's do it, let's fall in love.
This is, we're back. This is 91. I butchered it.
Well, okay, so seeing as how this is our first show of the semester, our first new show with this new name, have we explained the origins of this name?
Oh.
I think that's very important.
No, we haven't, actually.
I did say when I signed on that we are a Smack Together.
Oh, you did, yeah.
We didn't have the Smack, though.
Well,
half a Smack.
Another quarter of the Smack has now arrived. We got 3/4 of the Smack.
Yeah. Oh, because Anna Kim isn't 0.75 here.
I'm sorry. I don't speak English. Who? DJ Drive-By?
Oh, sorry. DJ Drive-By.
Oh, that's her.
That's DJ Drive-By. Now I understand. Okay.
Yeah, that's her.
What's the origin of that DJ name?
Well, we were just driving by.
Oh.
I cannot recall. I don't know.
DJ Drive-By.
It's highly unclear.
No, that's cool.
Thanks, DJ Pizza Days. No, that's not you.
It's not me. That's
DJ Pizza Days.
Teddy Grahams.
Don't forget it.
So where this came from was that story about the hippos. And I mean, if you are, I assume all of you are avid listeners of this show and you've already heard this fun fact about hippos, but good old DJ Drive-By taught us that hippos do not, in fact,
good old DJ
do not, in fact, swim, despite the fact that they live in large bodies of waters like lakes and rivers. Do they live in rivers? I don't know.
Yeah. They live.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Totally.
I think there's probably a hippo in a river somewhere.
Like, it's likely.
That's likely.
But contrary to popular belief, they cannot, like, in fact, swim. I'm sorry, yeah. I'm talking here.
There are totally not hippos in Florida, dude.
That's like alligators, crocodiles.
Wait, same. Which one is that? Oh my god, I have no idea the difference between alligators and crocodiles.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure no one
hippos
knows.
Hippos know.
Hippos know, that's correct. Anyways, so hippos
know that they aren't crocodiles.
Despite living in bodies of water, they cannot swim, and so to get from point A to point B, they simply sink to the bottom of said body of water, run really, really fast, and then surface for air. And so we DJs here at A Smack of Jellyfish, formerly known as WWW, thought that that was hilarious. And so we wanted to be called A Crash of Hippos.
In fact, between talking, we hold our breaths the whole time. We've been holding our breath for about 10 minutes now.
That's correct.
Very out of breath.
Wait, so how did we end up on A Smack of Jellyfish?
We were thinking about other aquatic animals and group names associated with those
so
animals.
So it was like pretty, that was kind of a stretch.
Yeah.
It was like a good stretch. Yeah. It was like a wake up in the morning, you're feeling a little like,
P. Diddy?
Tense and, and you just got a stretch.
Oh, okay.
I like that Kesha reference, but it's not. You know that my father used to call her K dollar sign ha? I feel like I need to listen to some Kesha now. maybe we should listen to some
play. Yeah, there's some good Kesha out. Like, her last album actually had bangers on it.
What's your favorite song off of that one?
Praying, but
yeah, I figured.
So did she restylize it? I'm looking at your computer
figured?
Screen right now.
That's the most popular one. Well, she wears all these eyeshadows.
Okay. Did she restylize her name to?
I guess so. Without
not
the dollar sign.
Dollar sign as an S. Okay.
She's rebranding. I can.
Snoop Lion.
I can respect that. Whoa.
That's a good reference.
Yikes. Okay. So before we get to Praying by Kesha, formerly known as K dollar sign ha. what is your color of the week?
Red.
Maroon 5.
Oh, all five of the maroons. All the shades. Do you know that my favorite color is burgundy, but I say maroon because burgundy is such an ugly word?
Burgundy.
No, burgundy's not an ugly
word. Like,
I think Ron Burgundy. Yeah. I think of just like big, sexy mustache burgundy, but I guess it doesn't have positive connotations with
not particularly.
Okay.
Can you have, is that, I don't know, is that oxymoronic to have a sexy mustache? Is it possible in
this
day and age?
Yes, there's so many sexy mustaches.
No one thought it was sexy when I just had a mustache. I don't understand.
All right, let's not make it personal.
Yikes. I'm gonna make it super personal.
My sweet mate's trying to grow out the handlebars right now, but only one side curls.
Wait, Michael Dunkelman?
No. No, not Michael Dunkelman.
I want to see Michael Dunkelman with a handlebar mustache.
Individual people on air.
Yeah, let's just keep at it. I think we should listen to this. Oh my god, she has like a sun on her forehead. Not like a child, like,
oh.
Like the sun in the sky.
I thought it was like a child from Teletubbies type sun, but.
Oh, well, this is awkward because you thought wrong.
Oh. Time to play that song.
Yeah, let's do that.
Do it.
Me fooled, told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, but after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truths I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying.
soul is changing, changing. I hope you find your peace, falling on your knees, praying. I'm proud of who I am. Monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can make it on my own. I don't need you. I found a strength.
You all are feeling mighty religious after Kesha gave you that sermon.
I'm praying. Is that a religious song?
I don't know. I mean,
I feel like no.
Maybe
it's possible.
It's possible. I haven't listened to it closely, but
she was the last apostle. Kesha,
get all our set up. So can I tell you about my new cause that Ted so wonderfully found on my laptop?
Oh, snails.
Oh, that's right, snails. So, my new cause is the Polynesian tree snail, and I'm very passionate about this.
Wait, can you speak up?
Yeah, so, do you know anything about the Polynesian tree snail?
No.
So, the Polynesian tree snail, it's a French, like, Polynesia is a region which is kind of like all the islands, like Hawaii's up here in the top left, New Zealand's down in the bottom, and like French Polynesia's out to the east.
Yes.
So, in the French Polynesian islands, there used to be these snails called the Polynesian tree snails that were native to the island. And then when the white man, these explorers came, they brought, I don't know if it was intentionally or by mistake, but they brought these carnivorous snails to the French Polynesian Islands, and the carnivorous snails killed all of the Polynesian tree snails that were native. And because of that, now, like, the carnivorous snails have overrun all these islands, and Polynesian tree snails only exist in captivity. And I think that's the saddest thing, because all animals, no matter how large or small, should have the chance to live and not be eaten by their own kind. I can relate, you know?
Wow.
So that's my new cause. I don't know how you fix that problem, but...
You can relate to a carnivorous snail.
Anyways, so that's what we're working on with my organization.
That's your organization?
Save the Polynesian Tree Snails.
That's really impressive.
So I want to have like a good acronym. Because do you remember how
No.
That's wrong.
So
I think you just reversed the word PO from Polynesia and put in save.
Because do you know how... Did you ever like Harry Potter have Hermione?
Hermione? What did you just say? That's not how you pronounce Hermione.
She had spew.
No, wait, can you pronounce it correctly, please?
Hermione.
Hermione? What?
Well, listeners, there was this grace period between when the books came out and when the movies came out where it was completely up to interpretation how you wanted to pronounce Hermione. And when the first movie came out, like probably 90% of viewers were like, oh, Hermione, because it was like, oh, her one I own. Hermione.
She was like the same thing with Ron.
Yeah, I think my mom at that point was reading the books to us and she definitely mispronounced it.
Yeah.
Is it a British name?
It's unclear.
It's unclear.
I think it was just a random jumble of letters that J.K. Rowling with.
Anyways, back to me.
Back to the snails.
So you know how Hermione had Spew? Spew, which was the Society for the Protection of Elfish Welfare.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need an acronym for saving the Polynesian tree snail. So if you think of anything. Because, like, the letters, S-P-T...
Spot.
I thought, like, spot. But, like, I don't know where those letters come from. Spot! Save spots. Polynesian tree.
Yeah, spots. S-P-O-T-S.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So, spots. Tune in next time for an update on my charity organization for saving Polynesian trees now.
Donate if you want or not. I don't know if that's legal. But
I think you should listen to some music.
You can just throw some money at your snails.
Snail music.
I think you just collect a snail.
They'll feel the love.
And yeah, good. Let's carry on. Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Se despierten con la luz de tu mirada. Yo
a Dios le pido
que mi madre no se muera y que mi padre me recuerde.
A Dios le pido
que te quedes a mi lado y que más nunca te me vayas, mi vida.
A Dios le pido
que mi alma no descanse cuando de amarte se trate, mi cielo.
A Dios le pido
por los días que me quedan y las noches que aún no llegan. Yo
a Dios le pido
por los hijos de mis hijos y los hijos de tus hijos.
A Dios le pido
que mi pueblo no derrame tanta sangre y se levante mi gente.
A Dios le pido
que mi alma no descanse cuando de amarte se trate, mi cielo.
A Dios le pido
un segundo más de vida para darte y mi corazón entero entregarte. Un segundo más de vida para darte y a tu lado para siempre yo quedarme. Este corazón todos los días a Dios le pido que si me muero sea de amor y si me enamoro sea de vos y que de tu voz sea este corazón todos los días a Dios le pido. A Dios le pido. Le pido que si me muero sea de amor y si me enamoro sea de amor.
Excuse me. Who are you?
Rubius Hagrid, keeper of keys and grounds at Hogwarts. Of course, you'll know all about Hogwarts.
Sorry, no.
No? Blimey, Harry, didn't you ever wonder where your mum and dad learned it all?
Learned what?
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
A wizard. And a thumping good one, I'd wager, once you trade up a little.
No, you've made a mistake. I mean, I can't be a wizard. I mean, I'm just...
John C!
To work, 8 hours, take the bus back. Ain't no time to stop, ain't no time for vacation. Y'all all want my spot, cause you know that I am A1. All these pretty girls, they come running to our faces. I could do without, I could move without, I could do myself. I get in the rush, I feel depressed, I bang on my chest, I say fuck them all till I'm dead.
First off, fuck Dolce and Gabbana. Rest is motherfuckers tryna be my father. Put that on me, auntie and me mama. Grab the gold, then I go right back to Ghana. I came back again, with the platinum, to the continent. I came back again.
Don't go running your mouth. 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 Don't go running your mouth.
Way go is far away.
Say that I can never finish. Tell my mama I'll be back, just gotta kill another mission. Give me 30 seconds and I make up for the billion. Every verse I ice for all your underlying feelings. Got canaries on the window, smell like roses on the ceiling. Oh, what a, oh, what a, oh, how appealing. Candy paint revealing all that bullshit you concealing. Fuck what you been hearing, I'm everything they fearing. I'm black and smart and sexy, universally appealing. Genius what I'm dealing, something they ain't stealing. They prohibited the potence, might give you cirrhosis. Spaceship doing donuts, it's written I'm the pole and some
focus. Don't go running your mouth, don't go running your mouth. Don't go running your mouth, don't go running your mouth. Don't go running your mouth, don't go running your mouth. Don't go running your mouth, don't go running your mouth.
Way go is far away, I don't even mind. As long as you stay right here, right next to my side.
Syrup on my big wheel. You could call me little nigga with the big crib. My lifestyle stay the same, just a facelift. Silly niggas got me running out of patience. My whole life slowly turned into a daydream. I hit the bank with a smile on my face, man. Pretty women always pulling at my waistband. Used to get arrested, all I get is checks now.
Wait, go as far away.
Sound.
reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No wine, he's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he's still.
Wake up. I found false hope in all kind of places, hotel rooms, and temporary feelings. I put my clothes on and try to check out. I try to hide from the sun, let it set now. Don't let God see me. I got a lot of demons and I've been sleeping with them. And now I'm tangled in the sheets and sinking deeper with them. I'm going deeper in it, find me drowning in it.
They said, do you make mistakes or do you make a change? Or do you draw the line for when it's better days? We taste the wind for when it's cold enough to kill our flame. I wonder who's to blame. They ask me, do you make mistakes or do you make a change? Or do you draw the line for when it's better days? We taste the wind for when it's cold enough to kill our flame. I wonder who's to blame.
Tonight's PSA, numbers to think about, American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population here drinks more than 3/4 of the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us consume an average of 74 drinks per week. That's more than 10 drinks a day. Those are just some numbers to think about. It's been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
Did you say 74 a week?
74 drinks a week? That's
10%.
Yep. Top 10%, meaning the top 10% of alcohol consumers, average 74 drinks a week.
Holy.
Okay. On that happy note, who knows what fortified wine is, because I don't.
What is it? Wait.
Jerry's still
Sherry? Is that you?
There's some vermouth in there.
Nobody knows what that is. It's probably from Vermont. I don't know. Are you guys really into maple syrup?
Oh my.
Yeah, weirdly so.
But you're not from.
God, I love maple syrup.
Well, I know that Vermonters will get super proud of like their maple syrup at like above anyone else's, including like just over the border in New York. My dad taps trees.
That's
oh yeah, because
sweet.
You had brought your own maple syrup that one time.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll probably bring some after spring break.
Oh shit.
In March.
I could go for a good old Duet waffle. Yeah,
I can
some,
go for a nice
Sinton maple syrup.
Sinton.
Bring some.
Branded maple.
Brand it?
No, not like that. I tried making mead.
Meat?
It's no.
Because we don't talk about alcohol on the show, so you're trying to make some meat.
Meat. You're right.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of meat?
Oh, chicken tender. Tendies, I mean, sorry.
Remember we were trying to find out the difference between chicken tenders and chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
And I still don't know.
I think that chicken tenders preserve the meat of the chicken.
I feel like they're more breaded.
I think that, like, chicken, like, you can call a chicken nugget, and it only has to be a certain percentage chicken.
Is that, like, a fact?
That's my hunch.
When I think of head, the way I differentiate them is, this is a chicken nugget, this is a chicken tendy.
They're different shapes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
This is not a TV show, so you can use your words next time. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Imagine a small circle as opposed to a larger ellipse. The ellipse is the tendy.
All right, yeah,
thank you for the
illustration. I think I get it. On that happy note, I think our show is over. So we should say this is a smack of jellyfish.
This is a smack of jellyfish.
This is also a smack of jellyfish.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's listen to The Foundations.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Fill me up.